And good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch here on Missionary Radio. And this morning we have, of course, Mike and Janice Humble in with us this morning. Mike, how you doing this morning, brother?
I'm blessed. I'm above ground. I'm thankful.
There you go. There you go. Janice, how you doing this morning, sis?
I am blessed, too.
Good.
Glad to be here with you all.
I'm glad that we got some blessed people in the studios this morning.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Brian?
Well, you know what?
You're up early, ain't you?
I'm going to say I'm blessed, too.
You one of them early risers.
I'm an early riser.
Yeah. I have to remind myself, the Word says this is a day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it.
There you go. Every single day.
Every single day.
You know, and Janice, you know, I try to tell people, you know, even in our days, even our days we don't feel good, we're still supposed to give Him praise. You know, that's hard to do. But that's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, we are. Well, it says, in everything, give thanks.
That's it.
Now, that's hard to do.
Very hard.
It says, in everything, not for everything. And
yes.
There's a difference in that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, I mean, thanking God for things that are really bad is not a thing we're supposed to do, but we are to thank God in the middle of everything.
Everything that we go through, you know,
in Him we live and move and have our being.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was sharing, I think it was yesterday, just a little bit, you know, talking about some of the pains we go through in life. You know, I'm prone a little bit to have kidney stones every so often.
Mm. Oh, man.
And those things are painful.
Yeah.
And I can remember not the last time I was in the hospital, but the time before that. Between the ER and between the going to the room, they can't give you any medication. So I was in so much pain. I was literally in the room. My wife can tell you, I was in the room and I was saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And finally the pain eased off enough, you know, until they was able to give me, you know, the pain medicine I needed to, you know, calm it the rest of the way down. But you know, I believe and I know that there's power in that name, Jesus. Because all you have to do is speak it.
Sure it is.
And He shows up right on time. So.
Sure it is.
You know, it's the name that steals the storm.
That's it.
It's the name that heals the bodies. It's the name that casts out devils.
Absolutely.
And problems in our lives, you know. So, I mean, we need to use it more, you know. I mean, I remember used to at work when I started coming into realization that how powerful the name of Jesus is, that where I would work, if I might be standing there and people be telling a dirty story or cussing something. And try it sometime. You're hearing this out there. Try it if you're working in a factory or in an area where there's a lot of people are not talking like they need to.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the conversation, say, Jesus. And just be quiet. Just say, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
It changes things.
Well, sure.
Brian,
Jesus changes the atmosphere. He changes the atmosphere.
Yes, He does. He changes the atmosphere, even that name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and right in the middle of things, just, you know, when you're going through things, of course, you know, like you say, you call upon Him.
That's right.
When you're hurting and everything. But I know I've gone down the road and been driving and maybe a car coming toward us, it looked like going to be an accident, and say, Jesus.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, things straighten up, you know.
Yeah. Be wrong. And, just
God,
be right.
God's... That's that name. He's listening for His name to be called.
Sure enough.
I mean, He's there on the spot. He's there with us anyway. But there's power in using the name of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mike, you know, talking about some of the things that's going on, you know, here shortly, coming up next week. Now, you're on the board here at Missionary Radio.
Yes,
And next week is going to be our fundraiser.
Yes, yes. And we want to encourage everybody to tune in and listen and give.
Yes.
We need you giving. You know, this air, we're actually fighting Satan because he's the prince of the air, it says.
Oh, yeah.
And
these
waves are putting the gospel and penetrating that darkness.
Mm-hmm.
This is light coming out of these stations.
Oh, yeah.
It's light.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere light is, it pushes back darkness.
That's right.
I tell the guys at prison, I told them the other day, I was at Eddyville, and Eddyville is our state maximum security prison. Those that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling the Christians the other day, I said, everywhere you're walking out there on that yard, you're moving darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Because Eddyville, the prison, is a dark place,
yeah.
Kentucky State Penitentiary.
Yeah.
It's a dark place, and everywhere that Christian man walks, he's moving darkness out of the way. You know, and if we could just get a grasp hold of that, is who's in us.
That's right.
The power that's in us, Brian.
That's right. That's right.
That we're light.
That's right.
And it moves darkness.
Yes.
You know, when you can come in this room and it can be dark in the morning when you come in or whatever, and you flip that switch on.
And there's light.
What happens?
There's light.
Where's that darkness go?
It goes away.
It goes away.
It goes away.
It goes away.
That's right.
And that's what he told us. You're the light of the world.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, there's a lot of darkness in the world right now. If you look at the news, it would scare you probably.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I told somebody the other day, I said it, and I guess I'm bad. I'm not a big news person. I don't watch a lot of news. The only news I really hear is what we play on SRN News here, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm sitting here shaking my head the whole time like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness. You know, because there's so much bad going on. I said, it'd just be wonderful if we could just hear some really good news. You know, how many people got saved in the world today?
Right.
Wouldn't that be awesome to know how many people got saved today just for the cause?
And,
you know?
And there's a lot going on. I mean, you know, every spring, I told Janice coming over because they're having a revival at Russellville there.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And every spring, the Baptists have their spring revivals or something, you know. And you know, that really puts out a lot of light going out throughout the communities.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And people get saved, you know. And because most people, Brian, are not in church.
Most people,
I don't know what the recent statistic is, but used to be at least 80% of the people never went to church.
Well, when we talk about this too, Mike and Janice, we talk about this too. And if you ask somebody right now, where are you going to go when you die?
Yeah.
Most people will say they're going to heaven.
Yes.
But they don't even know who Jesus is.
No. No.
You know, I watched a little skit the other day, and it was a line of folks coming up, you know, to be judged for heaven. And a lot of them was going to one side because, you know, they was bragging on, well, I done this and I did that, you know. I had works but didn't know who he was. You know, if you don't know who he is, then you're not going to make it there.
Right.
You got to know who he is.
You know, I've thought, when you talk about works, I've thought for so many years, how would anybody know when they've worked, done enough works to get to heaven?
That's
how would you ever know that? You know, we had a friend, well, we have a friend of ours, it's a pastor, and he's from the country of Sikkim, and his family's Buddhist.
Yeah.
And he said growing up that they had to get rid of all their desires. And one day he said he realized that that's a desire, to get rid of all your desires.
Well, yeah.
So it's hopeless.
So, that's, you know, it was. It was.
Yeah, hopeless.
You know, it made him hopeless. Well, how could I ever get rid of all my desires when that's a desire itself? And then so he came to the Lord. And, you know, that's something to think about. How would you ever know that you have worked hard enough to get
that's
to heaven? It's not based on our works.
That's it.
It's his mercy and his grace.
What are we going to kind of touch on a little bit? I mean, then we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
I want to talk about, you know, a lot of people are depressed and broken spirit and everything.
Yes.
And you know, we need to fight that because that's not the way God wants us to be.
Absolutely.
You know, we're to be, as I said, light.
Yes.
And you can't be light if you got your light covered with a bushel basket or with a depression or whatever.
That's true.
And talk about fighting depression.
All right, sounds good.
My name is Brian Foley, one of your weekend radio missionaries here at Missionary Radio. I'm excited about our Thank You Jesus Friendraiser that's coming up April the 8th, 9th, and 10th right here on Missionary Radio. We're going to set aside 2.5 days of our programming time to let you know about the financial need and then give you an opportunity to become a joyful giver to this radio ministry. We're looking for 3 groups of people to respond. Maybe you're an old friend of Missionary Radio. You used to be a financial partner with us and things happened in life and you had to stop for a time, but maybe things are looking up now and it's time for you to get back involved financially with this radio ministry. We would love to hear from you. If you're a current supporting friend and you've been giving for years, we do not take you for granted. We need you to call and let us know of your intention to continue supporting this radio ministry. And maybe you're a new friend and you've never listened to a friend raiser before. We want you to be in prayer about how God would have you to step up and join the radio ministry of Missionary Radio. King Jesus,
Missionary Radio. Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome back to the front porch right here on Missionary Radio. And we're talking about, y'all mentioned you got an anniversary coming up Friday.
Yep,
55 years.
55 years. Oh, you've been married 5 more years than I've been alive.
We started dating in high school. Dated 5.5 years.
Married
55.
So you've been together 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She thought about murder a few
times. Thought about hitting you with a frying pan and
yeah,
stuff.
Heavy frying pan.
Yeah, yeah. You said them iron. Was it iron or whatever?
Yeah,
big heavy
cast
ones,
iron.
You know, cast iron.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got a birthday coming up. When did you say?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow on the 2nd.
77.
77.
Mm-hmm. And then you got a birthday.
And then on Friday, since y'all are going to be celebrating your anniversary, I'll be celebrating my birthday.
Ooh,
half a century.
I'm going to hit the big
5-0, man, you're getting old.
I tell you what, I was watching a video. Somebody posted a graduation. I graduated in 94, and somebody posted a video, and I said, gosh, I said, who was that young-looking guy? You know, you look back, you say, my hair used to be dark. I said, that's turned gray. I said, you know, but
it's fast.
Yeah, it really happens so fast.
It does.
You know, you're sitting here, you're thinking, boy, I can't wait to get to 16 so I can get my driver's license mm-hmm. and start driving. And then after that, it seems like it just keeps going faster and faster,
faster
and faster.
Well, it does. Well, we're going to have people out there give them a challenge to send in $50.
Yeah, $50.
Yeah, $50 a station to keep us going so Brian
there
can
you go.
Keep going now.
That's right. That's right.
50 a month.
Yeah, 50 a month.
That's 50 right. month. 50 a month. Celebration, yeah, that's better. Yeah.
Celebration of my birthday, you help out Missionary Radio, $50
yeah,
a month.
It
yeah,
works.
There you go.
It's a blessing.
There you go.
Put on there, happy birthday, Brian.
Happy birthday, mm-hmm. Brian. There you go. That's a good way to start it off. But anyway,
that's great.
So we're going to kind of discuss a little bit about depression, right?
Yeah, about being down, you know, overcoming failures, and you know, we have at least 3 enemies: the devil, the world, and ourselves.
Oh wow, yeah.
Who do you think's the biggest enemy?
Well, the devil.
Yeah, he is. But where do we get in more trouble with ourselves?
Yeah, with ourselves.
Most of the times we're concentrating on ourselves.
Sure.
And really getting out of depression, and we get into depression because we're always thinking about what's going to happen in the future. Really, depression is thinking about what's going to happen in the future. You know, mm-hmm. worry and anxiety is a future
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
not a present thing.
Yeah.
We have enough trouble in the present than worrying about what's going to be in the future.
That's true.
And, you know, God wants us happy. He wants us joyful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're going to be happy all the time. You have lost people. You know, one of the hardest things Jansen and I ever went through, we lost a son.
Yes.
You know, and people lose life. They lose life. They lose jobs. They lose different things. But let me tell you something. The joy of the Lord never leaves us.
That's it. That's
and
it.
Even in the middle of trials and tribulations and things that go on in our life, we have to exhibit joy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hard to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, just like with your circumstance there, with what you had to go through by losing a son, mm-hmm. most time you think to yourself, they should be burying us,
right.
not
yeah.
us burying them,
yeah.
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
because of the age. But,
right.
you know, it's like I mentioned earlier this morning, we're not promised tomorrow.
No.
We don't know what we got the next second of life. You know, what's mm-hmm. going to happen to us? You know, and that just makes you think that we need to be prepared for mm-hmm. that next second.
Right.
You know, what's going to happen that next second of life? Because, you know, I think you mentioned something about, you know, a wreck getting ready to happen. The Lord, you know, you speak that name Jesus and the wreck,
yeah.
you know,
sure.
keeps from happening. But just in that split second, mm-hmm. life can be taken,
mm-hmm.
and you're out of here.
Exactly.
And where are you going to spend eternity at?
You know, that's why, you know, it's so important in families that are broken. You know, God's a God of restoration.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, in talking about life being so short, you know, you never know when something's going to happen.
True. Very true.
And that's why we need to walk in love with one another. And mm-hmm. you may not always agree. Mm-hmm. You know, we've
that's
been
right.
married, you know, like we said, 55 years.
Yeah.
Friday, and we don't always agree.
Oh, no. Me and my wife never agreed neither most of the time, but anyway.
Yeah, you got at least once every
once every so often,
or
yeah, once every 20 yeah. times, yeah.
But you don't break your relationship over that, you
no.
know. Jesus
no, that's
came,
right.
That's why it's such power in his name. He came to heal.
Oh, yeah,
he
absolutely.
Came to heal the broken heart. And
yes.
It says a broken spirit is like a city without walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we get broken spirit, it's like all the walls have been broken down and the devil mm-hmm. just comes in and, yeah. I mean, he just
That's
does
right.
whatever he wants to.
That's right.
And it's
absolutely.
Up to us to use the name of Jesus
yeah, absolutely.
To fight back those feelings.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, let's take another quick break.
Okay.
We got to get into our pen from the heart and we'll be back shortly.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Hopkinsville, for 43 years, I've turned on 89.3 to start my day. At 79 years old, I can truly say I receive grace and peace from all the programs. My car radio stays on Missionary Radio. I'm so blessed by this station and the people serving. From Clarksville, thank you for being on the air. God has blessed us. I'm looking forward to a beautiful spring. From Dixon, Tennessee, hello, friends. I can continue giving my monthly amount. Thank you, and God bless this valuable ministry.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Missionary.
Missionary Radio.
And once again, thank you so much for being with us on this Tuesday. Now, of course, we talked a little bit about the weather coming in this Wednesday. Of course, they're talking about we could have some severe storms on Wednesday night especially. Mm-hmm. And we've been seeing a lot of bad storms and stuff like that, and the Lord's protected us so far. And we're going to continue to pray that he keeps protecting our communities around here.
Amen.
So, and
yes.
And I tell you what, but
yeah,
always be prepared because you never know what might happen.
Yeah, we dodged a big bullet.
Yeah,
down there in Logan County.
Yeah, I know.
You know
I know. I think you said
night, so.
You had some warnings going off and stuff, and mm-hmm. so yeah, you just never know. But you know, with this weather moving in, just make sure to be careful.
And,
you know, during this stuff. But anyway, so talking about, you know, we've been talking a little bit about depression and
yeah.
you know, stuff like that. You know, Mike, I think one of the things, and Janice, one of the things I've noticed a lot of lately, there's even more preachers that are having depression and anxiety problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they're going through this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here, you know, I've never, that I know of, I've never had any, what you say, depression or anxiety problems. I've
mm-hmm.
never been, as far as I know, I've never had that kind of issue, you know, have any type of depression or anxiety. So I don't know what people really are going through when they go through this kind of, you know, through this kind of stuff. I don't understand, you know, but, you know, sometimes you don't know why people go through what they go through, but it happens.
You know, I've been reading a book, Brian. It's called Goliath Must Fall. It's mm-hmm. Winning the Battle Against Your Giants.
Oh, yeah.
And it's it's really a good book. And, you know, there are different giants that come up in our lives. Depression mm-hmm. is one of them.
Yeah.
Discouragement.
Oh, goodness.
Fear mm-hmm. is a big one.
Mm-hmm. Fear is a real big
one. I mean, that, you know, that's what happened with David and Goliath. Mm-hmm. And they were afraid, the Israelites were afraid of one guy.
Yeah.
You know, that big giant that would come out every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, he would just put a lot of fear in him.
Mm-hmm.
But then there comes little David.
Little David.
And he just, how dare you defy the armies of God?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he
mm-hmm.
knew his God.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And that's the difference in our fighting the giants in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a story in the book about a lady that had, she'd gotten a pet tiger.
A pet tiger.
A pet tiger.
Okay.
Of course, tigers are meat eaters.
Well, sure.
And they survive in the wild by hunting and killing their prey. And a mm-hmm. tiger's always going to be a tiger. Well, she tried to make a pet out of this tiger, you know, and it was cuddly and everything, and all was well day after day.
Yeah.
Until one day that tiger grew up.
Mm.
And then he morphed into what truly showed his colors. And he mauled her
yeah.
to death. And it's talking about this and relate to this story. It said it's not much different with our giants.
Mm-hmm.
The habits, the behaviors,
mm-hmm.
the faulty beliefs, the same old broken ways we're accommodating in our lives.
Yeah.
So, you know, these pets that, you know, the devil will plant in our minds.
Sure.
But then they begin to grow because we begin to grasp hold of them and we begin to believe what he's saying, mm-hmm. you know, about depression or fear or anxiety or discouragement
mm-hmm.
In our lives. And it becomes a part of our life.
Sure.
And that's where Jesus comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, greater is he that's in us
mm-hmm.
than he that's in the world. And that's how David... You know, that's how David saw Goliath, that he was not greater than the Lord God of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So what does he do?
Mm-hmm.
He just gets built up and he says, well, I'll go fight him.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to let fear overtake me.
Little puny David. They said he was puny. I don't know. I mean, you know.
I don't know.
He said he was good looking.
They said he was good looking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he had to be a good shot to that sling.
Now I've watched some people do a use a sling,
mm-hmm.
and it can hit right on. I mean, right on the mm-hmm. money. Mm-hmm. I mean, right in the bullseye. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's moving on pretty fast.
Yeah.
So I mean, you got to think the way he took that slung that, you know, and that rock come out and bam right
there. You go.
Just powerful. You know, that's probably one of my tops out of the Bible, is David and Goliath. And, of course, then you talk about, you know, the three Hebrew boys that went into the fire,
mm-hmm.
you know, and coming out not even smelling like smoke. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, but a lot of amazing things.
Well, you know, he'll walk us through the fires.
Absolutely.
And they're going to have fires in your life. You're going to have tribulation.
Oh, we're going to have it every time.
In this world, you'll have tribulation about
every time.
But be of good cheer. He's mm-hmm. what? I have overcome the world.
That's right. Overcome mm-hmm. the world.
He's overcome mm-hmm. the world. So we're going to have it. So, you know, that leaves room for depression when tribulation comes.
Yeah.
But we have to stand against it. Janice, you got another scripture?
No, I was... thinking about the story of David, he said, well, look, I've already killed a lion and a bear. Yeah,
that's true.
You know, I've already done that in my life.
Yes.
So this giant, you know.
Just one more.
Yeah.
Who are you?
He's not too big. But over in 1 Samuel, it talks about 17. In verse 37, it says, moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
Mm-hmm.
And Saul said to David, well, go, and the Lord will be with you. And, of course, he took his slingshot. And then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, Amen. Whom you have defied. And that's what we were talking about. Jesus, the name that's above all names. Mm-hmm. And that's who we have in us. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's becoming more and more real to me, Brian, where he said it's finished.
Yes.
You know, the older I get, mm-hmm. you know, I'm beginning to understand that more.
Yeah.
You know, he said it's finished. I've that's done right. everything. For mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to receive that. And that's where we run into our habits and our thoughts and all dealing mm-hmm. with those things.
Mm-hmm.
But Lord, you said this, help me to receive what you did for me, the
right.
healing that you had for me, the deliverance you had for me, the
right.
love that you have for me.
Yeah.
I'm finding more and more, you know, doing jail and prison ministry, just people receiving God's yeah. love, they have a hard time doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure with you know, when you go into the jails and the prisons and stuff like that, I imagine so many of those folks probably never feel that love.
No.
Or have been loved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's no greater love than Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get hooked up with Jesus, I mean, there's no greater love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's always there in the times right. of our troubles and turmoils, and just he's always there.
Right.
We have to remember that he loves us.
Yes.
Because when you're down and out and you think nobody loves you or nothing's going to work, nobody cares, hey, there's one that always cares.
Always mm-hmm. cares.
And he's mm-hmm. with you. If you're a believer, you're not a believer, then you can settle that this moment.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very simple. But, you know, it says that most of the time what gets us in trouble is our mouth, our tongue.
Yeah.
You know, it brings life and death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
It's the most unruly of the whole body is the tongue.
So if you're down and you're depressed, what do you speak out of your mouth?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We were in Bible study last night talking about complaining, how much we complain.
Oh, no, we don't do that. Never complain. Oh, man. Well, let's break just for a few moments, and we're going to get into Johnny Erickson Tata sharing hope here on Missionary Radio.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata with a heartwarming story behind a wonderful old hymn called Hallelujah, What a Savior.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Yet every time I sing this beautiful old hymn, Hallelujah, what a Savior, I'm taken back to one of our Johnny and Friends family retreats. It was talent night when a 5-year-old boy with autism named Blade, he walked up to the stage holding his mommy's hand. Blade is, for the most part, nonverbal. He hardly ever talks. He certainly had not talked all week at family retreat. While Blade waited up on the stage, his mother explained that he enjoyed listening to one of my hymn CDs that I'd recorded some time back. She explained that whenever she wanted a little private time, you know, to take a bath, talk on the phone, she would put on the hymn CD, and for some reason, Blade, he just loved sitting there and humming along. Blade looked out at the congregation and tried to hide himself behind his mommy, but she whispered to him, Blade, honey, would you like to sing your favorite hymn to these nice people? I watched him squirm, put his finger in his mouth, look away. This kid had autism. He was nonverbal. How could she expect him to sing a verse from a hymn, even if it was his favorite? Well, Blade's mother held the microphone under his mouth, and then he took a deep breath, and he began singing. Actually, it was more of a monotone song than a real melody, but there was no mistake about it. Blade was reciting word for word. Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came. Ruin sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. I was so shocked, and so was everyone else in the congregation. But we were really stunned when this child went on to sing/recite all 5 verses. All of us were in tears. not only because this child memorized an entire hymn, but because the words seem so much more powerful coming from a five-year-old, and a very weak five-year-old at that, with many disabilities. Blade could not have chosen a better hymn to sing. That's because this hymn, Man of Sorrows, is all about Jesus identifying with us in our weakness and disabilities. The Bible calls Jesus the Man of Sorrows, acquainted with our grief. Isn't it amazing how when we are needy and weak, God delights in showcasing Himself, not only to us, but through us? The numbers of children like Blade, diagnosed on the autism spectrum, those numbers are on the rise. We are seeing more and more boys and girls with autism coming to our family retreats. But as Blade's family will tell you, God's Spirit bears witness with the spirits of even children with severe autism. Just like 1 Corinthians chapter 2, God speaks to us, quote, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words.
And friend, this is National Autism Awareness Month, and we've posted a special video for you to see on our radio page today at johnnyradio.org. It's called Autism in the Church, Why Autism Matters, and we can't wait for you to see it. It's waiting for you there at johnnyradio.org.
Jesus says in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This verse implies that what we value most, whether it's material wealth, relationships, or something else, will ultimately capture our attention and influence our actions. If someone values spiritual growth, their heart will be drawn to prayer, study, and service. If you desire following Christ's commission, then your investments will be in kingdom giving. For example, the average American pays $90 a month for cable TV, $156 for cell phone service, $303 a month for entertainment, while the average giving per churchgoer is $17 per week. It's estimated that only 2% of our listening family give to Missionary Radio to keep us on mission. Hi, I'm Ken Cummins, General Manager. We have an opportunity to change this statistic. Our Thank You Jesus Fundraiser is Tuesday and Wednesday, April 8th through 10th. Will you join us in keeping Missionary Radio broadcasting with your generous monthly gift? Go online now to missionary.radio and click on Donate. Thank you.
Mike and Janice Humblin with us this morning, and of course, kind of hitting on depression a little bit. And you know, there's some folks out there that's listening to us this morning probably go through the same thing. They
sure
go through
is.
Depression and anxiety every single day.
You know, really, depression's a broken spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a broken spirit. Symptoms of a broken spirit is like depression, fear, anxiety,
yeah,
heaviness, frustration, discouragement, mm-hmm, continued sorrow. That's symptoms of a broken spirit.
Yes.
You know, the spirit man in us is the strongest man.
Yeah.
And when it gets broken, then, you know, we're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're three parts. We're spirit, soul, and body. And the soul, of course, I think the soul is more the intellectual part and the, mm-hmm, the mind and stuff. And the spirit is what's in us. It's where,
yeah,
Christ dwells.
Yeah, yeah.
And when the spirit gets down, it affects the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
A broken spirit will definitely make you sick.
Yeah.
And to get out of that sometimes, we have to talk our way out of it.
Yeah.
You know, you get, yeah, in trouble with sometimes. You get in trouble. Sometimes people have to talk their way out of trouble. You ever know anybody do that?
Mm.
I don't think Brian ever did that.
No, probably.
That's why the sword of the Spirit is part of the armor.
Yeah.
You use the word of God to,
yeah,
to,
so
you fight through. Right.
You speak it. You speak,
mm-hmm,
life.
Speak life.
Mm-hmm.
Speak life. That's a word.
You know, you'll be going along all of a sudden, and, you know, you may be discouraged and all, and then the Holy Spirit will begin to remind you of scriptures,
mm-hmm,
you know, that will begin, mm-hmm, to lift your spirit up.
Mm-hmm.
I know one time when I was going through a sickness years ago, and of course I was feeling sorry for myself, and,
mm-hmm,
you know, in one of the self-pity.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden I heard the Lord speak, and, you know, I didn't hear him audibly, but he said, I care.
Yeah.
And Brian, that was all he said.
Yeah,
I heard him say, I care.
Mm.
And And he was just reminding me, you know, I care what you're going through.
That gives you comfort, don't it?
Yes, because I knew I was not going through it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we go through, no matter whether we don't have anybody else us at the time, we have to remind ourselves that the Lord said, I'll never leave you or forsake you.
That's right.
You know, I'll always be there with you.
Yeah. He'll go with us to the end of the world.
To the end, yes.
To the very end.
The very end.
That's pretty amazing.
Lo, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very
always.
Amazing. What do you feel like the biggest cause of depression is?
Well, circumstances certainly help bring on depression, especially when you feel like you can't control something.
Yeah.
You know, Brian, we like to be in control.
Sure we do.
I mean, ask Janice. We like to be in control.
Now, why'd you say ask Janice for?
Yeah. I say yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well,
uh-huh. See, you got things speaking to you, too.
Uh-huh. My watch is speaking to me.
Yeah, speaking to you.
But, you know, a lot of times, you know, what really brings on depression is circumstances and actually what we speak out of our mouth more than anything else.
There you go.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to speak life back to ourselves, and the best thing to speak is the Word of God.
Yes.
No, I don't want to go around rebuking Satan all the time. I'm going to go around speaking life.
Yes.
You know, God said, I'm a head, not the tail.
That's it.
God said I'm more than a conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
God said that He'll take care of every need that I have.
That's right.
We start speaking it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God.
Yes.
So as we speak the Word of God, we hear it also.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings hope. It brings a battle against depression, against sorrow of heart. You know, and stay away from negative people when you start getting depressed. You may not be able to. You may live with them. But what I'm saying is, as much as possible, stay away from negative people.
Janice, he's getting himself in trouble, ain't he?
No, Janice is not negative. But stay away from negative people. You can't always do it, I know, but as much as you can do that.
Yeah, sure. Stay away from negative people.
Listen to something that's praiseworthy. Turn on missionary radio.
That's right.
Listen to missionary radio. Do something to help yourself fight that depression.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know, we used to get people as a department head at Western State. I was a recreation therapist by profession.
Mm-hmm.
And we would get people involved in doing activities and things.
Sure.
Get busy.
Sure,
do something.
Yeah.
You know, don't sit around and think about yourself all the time. Get out and think about somebody else, or go make a pie for somebody. I'd fail at that. Or go mow somebody's yard or do something. You know, do something to fight that depression by not thinking on yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do things to get your mind off of it.
Off yourself.
One of the biggest, I think, was to say focus on Jesus.
Yes, focus on Jesus, what He says.
That's why it says, let me read 2 Corinthians 10. Starting with verse 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." And strongholds are like these giants, you know, that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Casting down arguments or rebellious ideas or reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." And, you know, when we start feeling that way and we start feeling those thoughts, you know, the devil's always shooting fiery darts at us.
Always.
And that's why the Lord gave us that part of the armor, the shield of faith,
that's right.
To fight the fiery darts.
That's right.
And to take up the sword of the Spirit. And it's not easy. Mm-hmm. I remember one time years ago when going through something, and I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, I hope you've got somebody praying for me right now, because I can't pray for myself right now."
And
I knew He would, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
You know, He could speak to somebody overseas.
Just never know.
And you know, they may not be why they're praying for somebody in America.
Mm-hmm.
But He'll lay He'll lay it on someone's heart to pray for you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Always. I really believe that. We can say it time and time again. He's just an awesome God.
He is.
I mean, he's always there in every time of need.
He cares about you.
He does.
Mm-hmm. He cares.
He really does.
You know, he loves us enough that he gave us his mind. Mm-hmm. And it says we have the mind of Christ.
Yes.
And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so we have to let it be in us. Mm-hmm. We can control our mind.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, that's our weakest point, of course.
Yeah.
But we can control it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it is what comes out of our mouth or what we do or say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even our facial expressions.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I mean, the devil doesn't know if you're going to receive those thoughts or not.
Yeah.
That he's shooting towards you.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the mind of Christ. He don't know. He don't know what you think, Brian.
Mm-mm. No.
And so, you know, so he's always shooting those thoughts. And so, you know, if we don't speak out what's coming in our mind that's negative,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
if we don't speak it and we don't show the facial expression or the expression.
That's right.
Or react on it,
mm-hmm.
then he doesn't know we're going to receive those thoughts or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's not God.
That's right. That's right.
And so he's always shooting those fiery darts as those thoughts. So, you know, we have to. That brings in the depression when we let those thoughts stay in us.
Oh yeah.
And don't get rid of them quick.
That's right.
You know, quick. And you're going to have sorrow because you're going to have death. And you're going to have things happen. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world.
Amen.
And the Lord is acquainted with sorrow. That's what he said.
Absolutely.
That he was acquainted with sorrow.
Absolutely.
He wept at Lazarus' tomb.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
You know, and so there's a couple times he wept.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, he was acquainted with sorrow.
And you have to cry. You know, as chaplains, we tell people, you have to cry.
Oh, yeah.
You have to cry. Okay. If you don't deal with it, then it'll come out in other ways that's not good.
That's right. That's right. Well, Janice, would you mind to pray us out this morning?
Yes. Father, we just thank you and praise you. Your word says this is the day that you made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. So, Lord, I just pray for everyone that's out there listening today, Father, that they would be encouraged, Lord, that they would fight the good fight of faith, and that they would always remember that you never leave us or forsake us, but that you'll walk every journey with us. And I ask you to fill them with joy in their hearts, peace in their mind, and hope. And we just thank you, Father, for all that you did for us by sending your Son, Jesus. And Jesus, we thank you for going to the cross and doing all for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mike and Janice, for being with us today.
Thank you, Brian. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. And join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the Front Porch here on Missionary Radio.